Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. It is great to be here with all of you. First, I want to thank my great friend and our host here today, Rick Smith, over here at Rigidized Metals. Rigidized Metals is not only the consummate American company, it's a consummate Buffalo company for over 85 years here, supporting generations of families in Western New York, helping to fabricate iconic structures here in Western New York, like the Torrance Base Theater in Buffalo, across the globe, like the Art Gallery of Alberta and downstate, even just to name a few of many, 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 many more that Rick can elaborate on, but the AirTrain station in Jamaica, Queens, a great and successful family business like this one. And we are so proud to stand here with all of you today. But it's businesses like this we stand here today in Rigidized Metals and other businesses represented today that face a stark threat. A 25% tariff on Canadian imports. Members of the business community in Buffalo know that this spells chaos and uncertainty, undermining prices, the supply chain, and relationships with our Canadian partners. Before I go further, I want to thank the others who've joined us here today to stand up for our region's economy, and who represent the countless hardworking families who will be impacted. Dottie Gallagher, the president of the Buffalo Niagara Partnership. John Capolino, the president of the Erie County Industrial Development Agency. Kevin Dagger, the chief executive officer of Cedarland Development. Ashika Ambu, the director of marketing and communications for World Trade Center Buffalo Niagara. And Tim Herzog, founder of Flying Bison Brewery. Again, they represent a cross-section of the local economy, and they support tens of thousands of jobs and families on their own. But they're representative of many, many other organizations and businesses and leaders in the community that are standing together to push back against these needless tariffs that will be so destructive to our region's economy and to our national economy. From construction and logistics to economic development and hospitality, and of course the lifeblood of our community and our nation, manufacturing. Today we stand united by an enormous threat to our economy, to the businesses in our community, and to the hardworking families that they support. A 25% tariff that bucks norms, common sense, and our nation's long-standing free trade agreement with Canada. These tariffs will not strengthen our economy, but rather are a direct threat to our entire region. Due to our direct proximity to Canada, our economy is tightly intertwined with our neighbors and our greatest ally across the Niagara River. In short order, hardworking families in border communities like ours will begin to feel the effects. Economists predict inflation, job losses, and a decline in spending from Canadians as we stand to threaten their region's dollar and economy. And that's not factoring in the retaliatory measures from Canada, which will expose our communities to skyrocketing energy prices and a shrinking economy. These tariffs will send our resurging economy and region in the wrong direction, and we cannot allow it to happen. And so with a unified voice, we're standing up and asking for these tariffs not to be put in place. They will hurt our region, they will hurt our state, and they will hurt the pocketbooks of hardworking Americans all across this nation. Before we continue, I want to bring up Rick Smith, who imports and exports millions of dollars of products to and from Canada. He'd be one of the first to feel the impacts of these tariffs. I also want to bring up Kevin Dagger, whose company is building new single-family homes in Buffalo across the East Side, addressing our ongoing housing crisis. And our friends in the brewing industry, who proudly use New York-grown grain, but also rely upon our Canadian partners to malt that grain. So beyond the stories that you're going to hear today, the numbers paint a dire picture for what will happen if these tariffs go in place. In my district alone, in the 26th Congressional, our bridges carried more than 890,000 trucks from Canada into the U.S. in 2023. Over 940,000 trucks going into Canada. Hundreds of thousands of trips to deliver the goods our region's residents and businesses rely on. Trade with Canada supports more than 27,000 jobs in this district and brings over $500 million in purchases by our Canadian friends across the border every single year. This is a symbiotic relationship. Everyone benefits. Canada, our closest friend and ally, our partner. Our economic fate is intertwined with them and theirs with ours. To protect our communities, families, and alliances of our nation, we must halt these tariffs from taking effect and prevent economic catastrophe. My colleagues and I have introduced legislation, H.R. 407, the Prevent Tariff Abuse Act, that will require congressional approval to implement new tariffs. We in Congress demand a seat at the table in setting economic policy that impacts hardworking families. And so, without further ado, I want to bring up our host, the president of Rigidized Metals, Rick Smith, to discuss the impact that these proposed tariffs will have on our local manufacturing community. Rick Smith, thank you.
Well, as you know, we've been here for 85 years, and we've oftentimes had a Canadian flag flying here. We know that they're one of our closest allies and economic partners. And alone, we probably buy, 20 to 25% of our carbon steel from Canada, millions of dollars, and we also trade with Canada, and our largest customer, even last year, bought well over $2 million of product, and that would go up by $500,000. Now, do you think they're going to want to take that? And if they do put in the retaliatory tariffs, no. B. The answer is B. But Congressman Kennedy, he's our friend and ally in this, and he knows the importance of our rapport with Canada. And he's tackling the problem, and hopefully we can get the Congress to go along and support this bill. So oppose tariffs. Tariffs are always a bad idea.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick. So, look, threat to Canada's economy is also a threat to our own. We rely on Canada, like Rick mentioned here, for raw materials, finished products alike. They rely on us. The construction industry would also be vulnerable. We have a housing crisis in this country and in this community. And building new homes already costs too much. We have already been focused on creating an environment where housing is more affordable for folks in our community and throughout our country. Kevin Dagger, his father, Dr. Fadi Dagger, and Cedarland Development are investing in some of our most underserved communities here in Western New York. They're helping to build new housing on Buffalo's east side, but all across our region. In 2023 alone, the U.S. imported over 28 million cubic meters of lumber from Canada. A 25% tariff on that lumber will have a devastating effect on the entire construction industry, making housing even more expensive, going against exactly what we're trying to create, a housing environment that is affordable. And so to say a few words about this, I'd like to invite Kevin Dagger to come join us and speak. Kevin,
thank you. Good morning, everyone. As Congressman Kennedy mentioned, my name is Kevin Dagger. I'm the CEO at Sierra Land Development Group. We are here today not just as a company, but as advocates for our community. We are currently working on various real estate projects, including a vacant lot initiative on Buffalo's east side that will transform over 20 long vacant lots into brand new, affordable, efficient homes, creating home ownership opportunities for low to medium income families. However, already inflated construction costs further rising due to proposed softwood lumber tariffs threaten the viability of projects like these and others. Regardless of where lumber comes from, these tariffs will make home ownership even less affordable. That's why we stand with Congressman Kennedy in urging against their implementation. We proudly support his efforts to protect affordability and the future of home building in the city of Buffalo and the region. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Our region is really blessed to have tireless leaders who dedicate themselves to building our economy, creating jobs, and helping leave a better Western New York for our children. Dottie Gallagher, president of the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, knows firsthand what it takes to create jobs here. She's been doing it for many, many years. She's a great friend to our community. She is a wonderful leader, and she is a tremendous advocate for businesses and the hardworking men and women who are employed at those businesses across our region. It's a great honor to have Dottie with us here today. Love to have Dottie say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Congressman, for your leadership on this issue. It's critically important, and I'm glad you're hearing firsthand about the impacts on some individual businesses. We represent over 1,500 businesses that employ more than 250,000 people in our region, and this will have far-reaching consequences that are negative. What you might not know is that over $116 million of merchandise goes across the borders between New York and Canada every day. That's a lot of money, and it's a lot of, and you heard firsthand from Rick, he's getting business from Canada and he is also sending materials there. What you may not know is that Canada also is our number one partner for agricultural product imports, number one in the world. We get more food from Canada. So when we talk about grocery store prices and how these tariffs could negatively impact consumers, this is not just about impacting businesses. Increase in costs in businesses flow down to increased cost to consumers, and that's something we all need to be aware of. We have an incredibly integrated economy. Ask the Sabres, ask the Bills, the number of season ticket holders they have that are Canadian. We cross this border every day, and quite frankly, we treat it like a bridge, not a border. And we do the disruption that these tariffs could cause to our economy cannot be understated. I would end this by saying we have very close friends and partners in Canada. If you are a member of the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, you are automatically a member of the Greater Niagara Chamber of Commerce and the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce, and vice versa. Our businesses work together. Later today, the partnership in collaboration with the Detroit Regional Chamber, the Windsor Chamber, the Greater Niagara Chamber, and the Hamilton Chamber together are putting out a joint statement about how harmful these tariffs will be for our communities and this border. So we really appreciate Congressman Kennedy's leadership on this issue that is incredibly critical for both the short-term and long-term growth of our economy. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Did I just call you Senator?
That's correct.
Oh, yeah, of all old habits done. Oh.
If I had a nickel. Thank you very much, Dottie, really for all you do for our community, our region, and thrilled to have you leading the charge on this effort as well. And you'll continue to hear me say how intertwined our communities, our countries are, the commerce, the culture, the people, the business, and ultimately our economies. An individual who works each and every day to strengthen our economy here in Western New York is Ashika Ambu, who is the Marketing and Communications Director for World Trade Center Buffalo Niagara. She knows firsthand the impact that this will have on our economy. And I'd like to have Ashika come up and say a few words. Ashika.
Thank you, Congressman. It is important to understand the context of the proposed tariff. If it does happen, it will absolutely cause disruption, as you've heard, to our shared economic competitiveness, both on both sides of the border. We had a great webinar at World Trade Center Buffalo Niagara earlier this month that went into detail on this, and we will continue to provide more programs and information in the future. It's a mandate of our organization to be pillar and support for the trade community here, and we connect businesses and services on both sides of the border. I think instead of creating barriers, we need policies that strengthen trade and support jobs while protecting and safeguarding our countries on both sides of the border. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashika. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ashika. And finally, we all have seen the catalyst that craft breweries can be in our neighborhoods and for our residents. Whether Resurgence Brewery just down the block, Flying Bison in Larkinville, so many others, these breweries create jobs. They reflect our civic identity and are often anchors that revitalize neighborhoods. They proudly use grain grown right here in New York, but it takes partnerships with those across the border to malt that grain before it's ready to become a rusty chain that you can get over at Flying Bison. A hay burner that you can get at Big Ditch, or SIPMO IPA over at Resurgence. And to speak to the danger posed not just to our national economy, but to our neighborhoods, I'd like to bring up Tim Herzog, whose founding of Flying Bison Brewery ushered in a new era of craft brewing here in Western New York, and he's been a leader on issues not only in the craft brewing industry across New York and our country, but especially here in Western New York. So Tim Herzog, thank you so much.
What else would I wear?
I said great ties.
I would like to thank Congressman Kennedy and his staff for taking this issue on quickly and head on. It is a very dangerous precedent to set that anytime a tariff can be thrown down, disrupt a business relationship with one of our best friends. The Canadians that come over to the tap room at Flying Bison, and I'm sure to Resurgence and and Big Ditch and the others, they're bringing real money with them. They're spending money in the Buffalo market. So what would a tariff like this mean to a small business? Let me round some numbers out for you, right? $500 more for $250 more for every 20 barrel batch of beer that's brewed in this city. If you only brew twice a week, that's $500 a week. That's $1,000 a month. That's $12,000 a year just on grain. What does the brewery get for that? Nothing. Not a thing. It doesn't help us. It doesn't help us advance our business. It doesn't help us add more people. There's another company that I had forgotten about, and my son, the brewer at Flying Bison, reminded me that Ball Industries, who makes cans, most of the beer being produced in the U.S. is now put in cans. Many of those cans are made in the United States, some are made in Canada. So the price of the cans coming from the States, now we're gonna get the next shipment and we can't control whether it comes from Canada or the States. We just need cans, they come in. Now we got to pay an increased cost on that. Real quick, easy numbers, over $51,000 a year it would cost Flying Bison Brewing Company just to pay for this tariff. For that, we get nothing. The community gets nothing. The United States of America gets nothing. We just pay and pay and pay. So we're hoping that Congressman and his staff are very, very successful on this and we can get it headed off we can return to our normal friendly relations with our friends from Canada and get back to business instead of having to find a way to lay off someone or fire someone or brew less beer or, you know, cut down a construction project. So, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Every time we see Tim Herzog, we all get a little thirsty. I know especially Rick Smith does. So thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you to all of you for joining in this effort. The administration should honor our trade agreement with Canada, protect both of our countries' economies, and prevent hardworking families from being caught in the crosshairs. These proposed tariffs should not go into effect. That's the bottom line. It will hurt our economy here in Western New York. It'll drive up the cost of goods and services. It will hurt hardworking families in their pocketbooks, and it will penalize businesses, as Tim Herzog mentioned, for absolutely no reason. So with that, it's time to remember who our friends are. I will open it up to any questions on topic, please. Just yesterday, the president put forward an order executing tariffs. Yes. Well, that would take a lawsuit from an affected industry, so that remains to be seen. I believe in order for that to happen, the tariffs have to take effect. This will be tomorrow. The tariffs are not in effect until February 1st, which is tomorrow. The President of the United States is unilaterally putting them in place. It is going to devastate the economy of our community and our country, drive up the cost of goods and services, and he has the ability to rescind that order today and not implement it. If in fact they are put in place, the Canadian Prime Minister has promised retaliatory tariffs, which will further create a trade war across the border with our greatest trading partner and our greatest ally. And the Minister of Ontario has threatened to cut off electricity to the United States. We are ultimately on the brink of a full-scale trade war with Canada because of a unilateral decision by the President of the United States to put forward a 25% tariff that is going to impact consumers, especially along the northern border with Canada, in like places here in Western New York, but not exclusively. This is gonna drive up costs of goods and services all across the country. So we're calling for the President to rescind that order, not to implement these tariffs. We are simply amplifying the voices of the business community that are represented here today, but you're gonna hear a lot more from businesses and impacted people if in fact these tariffs go into place. So in the House of Representatives, I chair the Northern Border Caucus. And part of what we will be working on is ensuring that goods and services are made more affordable in our country. That was the promise of this incoming administration. What is happening right now is these tariffs being put in place are going to do the antithesis of what has been promised by the Trump administration. It is going to drive up costs for consumers. It's going to drive up costs for businesses. Goods and services are going to be impacted all across the northern border, but across America, because everyone uses the power that comes from Canada. Everyone uses the lumber that comes from Canada. Everyone uses the other products that we trade across the border. Over $1 trillion of cross-border commerce with Canada, our greatest trading partner, each and every year. Over $500 million in the Buffalo Niagara region alone. $608 million in the Buffalo Niagara region. So there is a lot at stake here, but this is very personal. It will impact the hardworking people of the Western New York region, but not exclusively, because this is a tariff that's going to impact everyone in America. And so we're calling on the president to rescind this order, and we have legislation to put forward that has been put forward that prevent tariffs from being abused in the future. I think what you heard from Rick Smith and others here is that they depend on the goods coming from Canada, just like Canada depends on the goods coming from the United States. Our communities are intertwined, not just culturally and historically, but economically. We have people that cross the border each and every day to go to work. We have people that cross the border each and every day to buy goods and services. And businesses like we stand in here today at Rigidize sell their products to Canada and across the globe and import products from Canada to utilize to make their business thrive like Rigidize has for 85 years. So it's imperative that we keep the costs of goods and services as low as possible. Putting in a tariff simply drives up the costs of goods. And when you see the retaliatory impact from the threats of the Canadian government to put in these tariffs and to cut off goods and services, it unfortunately will further the trade war that we're on the brink of. So the most important thing we can do is to find a way forward with our greatest ally, with our greatest trading partner, and the leadership in Canada, and prevent these tariffs from going in place in the first place. That's right.
Canada.
Yep.
So it's the hope that join together in an effort to get President Trump to rescind this in order to then pass this bill so that you guys can all weigh in ahead of the next tariff proposal?
100%. This is not by any means a partisan issue. Quite frankly, this is as bipartisan as it gets. This impacts everyone across America of all political stripes. No matter where you live, you are going to be impacted by a rising cost of goods and services because of these tariffs that are being unilaterally put in place by the President of the United States, who has the ability to prevent them from going in by not advancing them tomorrow in the first place. So we're calling on the President to not implement these tariffs tomorrow. And if there is a deal that has to be struck with Canada, have that conversation with the leadership of the country that we know have not only historically, but even in their current leadership, have demonstrated their willingness to work with us. It benefits all of us.
Well, it's a great question, Ron. Canada has responded in good faith to Trump's request for additional border security. They have passed a $1.3 billion border security package that Canadians have that promises better screening and a detection technology. Better screening and detection technology to prevent drugs and other contraband from entering the U.S., and new drone surveillance technology and other law enforcement tools to improve border oversight and heighten inspections of exports. So Canada has already responded to the United States about making the border safe for unsavory imports and crime. So I think that this is an additional slap in the face that have taken a step forward, and I do think we've got, what I'm hearing from them is we need to work together because they're not listening to us. How do we work together to make sure we get this message across that we have an integrated economy?
Are they concerned, though, about the possible lack of leadership facing Prime Minister Trudeau is stepping down? It's prolonged parliament. They're not
right
there. We're hearing from the premiers, but we're not hearing from the national government.
you know, I talk to the chamber people. I'm a business person. We're not, so I don't have insight or line of sight on what their internal politics are in Canada. I just know my counterparts across the border are hearing from their businesses the same thing you're hearing from our businesses.
But are they putting the pressure?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think that they, I think that right now, you know, the retaliatory tariffs are on the table, as has been mentioned by Congressman, and that is going to hurt everybody. So, I mean, we're all concerned about the same thing. There is no difference in how, you know, American chambers and Canadian chambers see this. It's not good for business, full stop. And when you create uncertainty and you create chaos and you increase costs indiscriminately, you know, that is not good to build a growing economy. And so, you know, we're just doing everything we can in a very fluid situation to make our voices heard. And we appreciate the opportunity to be here to really amplify that message.
Yeah, look, thank you. The clock is ticking, and time's running out. The President of the United States is going to unilaterally put in place a 25% tariff tomorrow. We're hopeful that by standing up and letting him know that it will be detrimental to not just our community here in Western New York, but our entire country, and it's going to drive up the cost of goods and services for all Americans. It's going to increase inflation, and it's going to hurt people in their pocketbooks, that he will rescind that order. I'm afraid that it will take all of which I just outlined to actually grab the attention of the White House in order for them to actually rescind the order and do away with the tariffs. That will hurt people in their pocketbooks. That will hurt hardworking families. That will hurt businesses. We're hopeful that it doesn't come to that. But what we do know is that just this past week, when the President of the United States unilaterally stopped funding from the federal government to going to all of the various organizations and agencies and nonprofits, all of our country stood up, Democrat and Republican, and said, "You can't do that. It's illegal. You're hurting our community, and you're hurting the people that live here that depend upon those resources." And what happened is the White House relented. They rescinded that executive order. Hopefully, they'll listen to us just like they did earlier this week, and they rescind this order as well, because it's just as mind-numbing and dizzying and nonsensical as the original order was. But this one, people are going to feel. They're going to feel very quickly when the cost of goods and services go up, and they're paying more at the grocery store, they're paying more at the gas station, they're paying more when they're building a home, they're paying more in every aspect of their lives because of a tariff that is put in place unilaterally by the president that is then retaliated against by the Canadian government, and we are ultimately in a trade war that is totally avoidable. So we're trying to avoid it.
How soon would American families feel this crisis rise?
It's almost instantaneously. You put in a 25% tariff tomorrow, the Canadian government retaliates with a 25% tariff or more. They cut off electricity, as has been threatened by the Minister of Ontario to the United States. People will begin feeling this in their pocketbooks instantaneously. Businesses will start feeling it instantaneously. And the hardworking men and women of our community and communities like ours all across the United States will all be equally detrimentally impacted instantaneously. And hopefully we can avoid that from happening. We know that this week, when communities like ours rose up together in a unified voice in a bipartisan manner, that the White House rescinded their executive order that shouldn't have been in place in the first place, that was illegal in nature, but they made a decision to rescind that order because we all stood up for ourselves. What we're doing today is we're standing up for ourselves. We're fighting back and saying that this executive order that puts in place a tariff is going to hurt our country. It's going to hurt our economy, and it's going to hurt the hardworking people that make our economy thrive. I'm standing here representing the 26th Congressional District. I have four bridges in my district into Canada. We are immediately on the border, and we know firsthand that in the Buffalo Niagara region, our community is intertwined with the economy of our greatest ally and greatest trading partner, Canada, to the north. So hopefully we can get the President of the United States to rescind the order to put in place these tariffs. That's our goal, that's our charge, and that's our hope.